all-time winningest coach in Falcon history, your 50th win today, and I know none bigger than just getting 1-0 this week and being 7-0 for the year.
No doubt about it. And, you know, they don't give trophies for that. We've got a lot of things that we need to get accomplished, but I was really proud of the way our guys started fast. I think offensively we had a very good game plan and executed it the first six or seven times we had the ball. It was very well done.
Well, Smitty, let's talk offensively real quickly. And you run the football to the tune of over 150 yards, really began to maybe physically break them down, and Matt was extremely efficient with everybody making plays.
It was. I thought that Coach Cutter and his staff, we had a very good game plan in terms of what we thought we could get done. We were able to go out there and we got it executed, and the players did what they needed to do.
Your ability to defensively to limit the big play. I know with all the speed on this offense, did a great job. That's a team that I think had under 300 yards of offense.
Well, I thought we tackled much better. During the bye week, we wanted to concern ourselves with what we could do better. We didn't really look at all the numbers and percentages and such. We knew that we had to tackle better on the defensive side of the football, and I thought we did a really nice job closing space, and I thought the offense came out and controlled the line of scrimmage, and we played very fast today.
Smitty, you got to be extremely proud of the way your guys handled the off week and knowing how important this game was for you.
Yes, but, you know, this group is a very mature group. Sometimes we have a whole lot of too much fun, but they are really a mature group. When it's time to go to work, we go to work. When it's time to have some fun, we have some fun. It's a great group of guys. The coaching staff did a great job in preparing our team this week.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.